Good evening, people of the internet. It's coming up to 1:15 in the morning, and I just had a cup of tea and a bit of a snack before I go to bed. And tonight I went to the cinema. I went with my friends Rupert and Julia, and we went to see Ex Machina, which I remember Roop telling me about quite a while ago. And it's not been at the cinema all that long, actually, and it looks like my local cinema isn't going to be having it on all that much longer, because there were only two or three showings of it today, and it looks like there won't be that many tomorrow. But it's a really interesting film. I'm not going to give anything away, obviously, but it didn't do what I was expecting it to do, and I'm not entirely sure what I was expecting it to do, but it didn't do it, if that makes any sense. It's a really good film, and it's quite funny, really. I really enjoy the topic of what defines consciousness, and it is a topic that is often really well explored in sci-fi of varying kinds, and this was a really interesting film from a bunch of angles, and I always do seem to find myself drawn to Android-y type characters in these films. The synthetic characters in the Alien series are generally interesting, and obviously you've got Commander Data in the Star Trek films, and what are the famous they've all kind of gone out of my head now. But there's a film coming out, was it called Chappie? And that's another film about an artificial intelligence and, you know, a robot. It looks like a much fancier done Short Circuit. It could be interesting, but it does have that look about it so far. But it's interesting. It's an interesting topic as to at what point does an artificially designed being, at what point is it intelligent or sentient? And I think the exploration of that was really interesting in Ex Machina. It's hard to say what's good to say that won't give the thing away, because like I say, the film really didn't do anything. It didn't do what I was expecting it to do as I watched it, so it's quite unexpected. So anything I say could ruin that for anyone who sees it, and I don't want to do that. And but I would recommend seeing it, and at the moment I'm casting my mind around for android characters in sci-fi that I've watched and been interested by, and at the moment I'm outside of Data and the synthetics in the Alien series, I'm actually drawing blanks. But they're all good examples, actually. I mean, Ash in Alien was interesting in terms of his reveal as a synthetic and his dark ulterior motive. And then after that, you've got Bishop in Aliens, who I really liked as a character. He seemed to be the one truly decent person in the film. In terms of, you know, he was genuinely on the level, and that made him interesting to me. And then actually, I think you can call this part of the canon. Is Samuels in Alien Isolation, the video game. And he falls into the Bishop mould, if you like, because he actually seems really decent as well. And so there. Anyway, so I would recommend the film. It was really interesting, and yeah, it was quite curious and quite tense as well. I never quite knew what was going to be around the corner with each part of that film, so yeah, I recommend it. And now that I've recommended it, I'm going to go to bed. Cheerio, everybody, and sleep well. Cheerio.